dialogue for hospitals. Now, when you go to the hospital and you get sick, you see a doctor. Doctor. Doctors can be men or women. They don't have to be all men. Not all women are nurses, because also nurse can be a man. So here I have a picture of a woman, but it can also be a man nurse and a woman nurse. Hospital is the building. Hospital. The patient would be you. If you're going into the hospital, you're the patient, the person that is sick. Patient. Medicine is what the doctor gives you if he finds that you're sick or that you have something, so he prescribes medicine to you. Dialogue for hospital. Dr. Fallon is talking here. Nurse, bring in the next patient. The nurse replies, "This is Mrs. Ramirez. She has a high fever." Dr. Fallon asks Mrs. Ramirez, "Mrs. Ramirez, how long have you been sick?" "Mrs. Ramirez, I've been sick since yesterday." "Dr. Fallon, nurse, please take her temperature so I can prescribe some medicine." "Dr. Fallon, here is your prescription for your medicine. Take it to University Hospital." Mrs. Ramirez says, "Thank you, Dr. Fallon." You're going to be writing these sentences, but we're going to go over them so you can repeat them to me. Okay? Many doctors have to go to 3 different hospitals. Repeat. Many doctors have to go to 3 different hospitals. A nurse helps the doctor with his patients when they are sick. Repeat. A nurse helps the doctor with his patients when they are sick. When you go to the hospital, the doctor will give you medicine to get better. Repeat. When you go to the hospital, the doctor will give you medicine to get better. Next sentence. There are many different kinds of medicines, so you have to be careful when you take them. Repeat. There are many different kinds of medicines, so you have to be careful when you take them. I want you to do a conversation with nurses and doctors and patients and write things that they might say to each other.